Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And on that note, Jay Binkley, we got to go out to North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jay, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful, Jay. Thanks for joining us. Lyle, ask him that question the best you can, because this is good.
So I tweeted yesterday when the Baltimore Ravens suffered two more non-contact ACL injuries. Seems like there's one every day of practice. I don't even know if they can practice the rest of the year. I said, all right, Browns have to win the division now. They probably had to win it before. Now they absolutely have to win it, or I think it's going to be a massive disappointment. Is that what the fans up there think year in and year out?
Yeah, I think so. With Kansas City, it's they've done it five straight years in a row. It's becoming an expectation now. They've got themselves kind of like the Patriots. They expect to be good every year. If they don't go to the Super Bowl and win it now they're upset if they don't win the Super Bowl, which I understand that mindset because everybody wants to win. Travis Kelce's talked about it. He called last year a disappointment and not a success because they didn't win the Super Bowl. But yeah, that's kind of the mindset we have here. But, man, Baltimore, woo. Ooh.
Boy, that's rough. What's happened to the Baltimore Ravens? Do you feel it? They're a direct opponent of the Cleveland Browns twice a year, and obviously there's a sordid history in there. I always feel weird talking about another team's injuries in the division. Like there's some sort of weird. Like I'll talk about them, but not celebrate them because there's a weird karma in there.
Yeah, it's weird, man. I feel bad for them actually because the Chiefs play them in week two, and they've kind of become that bubble outside of Kansas City. Of Cleveland, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, can New England join that party as well? Obviously, the Buffalo Bills in that circle. But, the Ravens, kind of an interesting, offseason. These injuries, I hate to see these injuries for them. Hate to see them with any team. But even like Orlando Brown, they traded Orlando Brown to the Kansas City Chiefs, which is completely stupid. All right, if you're Cleveland, if you're Buffalo, if you're any other team, and the Chiefs need a left tackle, and you realize this draft is not going to yield a left tackle in the first round. Oh, Kansas City Chiefs, we'll send you our first-round pick for Orlando Brown. And they do it. Do you think Belichick would call the Kansas City Chiefs 2 years ago and ask for a left tackle, Eric Fisher? The Chiefs would have hung up the phone and said, this is a Wendy, sir. And they wouldn't have taken the phone call from the Patriots. If I'm one of these other teams, I'm pissed at the Ravens for trading Orlando Brown to Kansas City. That's the one thing they needed. The one thing they didn't get in free agency when they went after Trent Williams. And they would have had to have probably a rookie or Alejandro Villanueva, somebody like that on the line. But the Baltimore Ravens were more than accommodating. Really weird.
All right, Jay, Tyrann Mathieu, whether or not he's going to be able to play, he needs two negative tests. Game isn't until Sunday at 4:25. What are you hearing?
You know what? It's a mystery. Now, the two tests, I mean, we're getting to crunch time here. I mean, you gotta first of all, the test has to be negative today, and we don't know if yesterday's was positive or negative. Then you have that one more chance on Saturday. But they've been planning the contingency to play without him. As a matter of fact, Steve Spagnuolo yesterday said that, of course you have to plan for injuries during a game. But he said the one thing about this is it's almost like a game injury, but it's during the week and you can plan accordingly, with your backups, which they have capable starters. People like Juan Thornhill played in the Super Bowl and had that experience to be the starter for him. But he is the quarterback of this team, and he's kind of the Mahomes of the defense. And he's a big piece. So, everybody's really interested in that test coming back today. He could either be cleared or we have to wait until tomorrow. It sounds more like we won't find out probably till tomorrow.
Who do the Kansas City Chiefs see as a rival?
You know what? It's supposed to be the Broncos. The Broncos haven't beaten the Chiefs. Listen to this. They haven't beaten the Chiefs since 2015. Peyton Manning was the quarterback of the Broncos, and he's now in the Hall of Fame. It's been that long, and they were the biggest rival. The historical rivals are the Raiders, but the Chiefs have beaten them 8 of the last 10, 11 of the last 13. It's either the Broncos or the Raiders. I think you look outside of it, it used to be the Patriots as they were trying to get to the Super Bowl when Tom Brady was still New England. That was why they brought in Steve Spagnuolo, because he stopped that undefeated Patriots team. And, you know, they brought him in for the defense, but the Chiefs viewed them as the biggest hurdle. And I think now it's going to be Baltimore. It's Cleveland. It's Buffalo. It's these teams. I mean, Baltimore's got a little rivalry with the Chiefs, but Mahomes is 3-0 against Lamar Jackson, 2-0 last year against Josh Allen. I would say it's probably doesn't reside in this division until the division can get better.
Yeah, is anybody there talking about the fact that, you know, this game, while it's going to be capacity crowd, unlike the playoff game, and it was such a great matchup, and we all know what happened in the weird circumstances where Chad Henne's out there scrambling for a first down, but that maybe another difference in this game is the Browns have Odell Beckham Jr. Has that name even come up in Sports Talk Radio this week?
Oh, it does. Even Steve Spagnuolo brought him up yesterday. There's a couple good articles. With one of our partners, Arrowhead Pride, the SB Nation side kind of partners with our radio station. They put out a nice article. Steve Spagnuolo called Odell Beckham like a game changer, like a gamer. He had a lot of respect for Odell Beckham. And yeah, I mean, we talk about him here in Kansas City. People believe in his abilities. And hey, man, I'm telling you, Cleveland's a team that I was really high on through free agency, you know, and then this wave of people, you know, kind of getting behind Cleveland. Well, you look at the offseason, there's no team that took a bigger leap than the Cleveland Browns to stop the Kansas City Chiefs. They're the ones that did it.
Jay Binkley joining us here on the show. You know, Andy Reid, this is a stupid question probably, but Andy Reid is in his 60s. How much longer has he got?
You know, I don't know. He feels rejuvenated. He really does. I mean, you know, he's got Patrick Mahomes as quarterback. He may ride this thing out as long as he can. He's got a great assistant staff, and one thing that nobody talks about is the whole Chiefs staff is basically back. You know, this is a staff that's been to 3 straight AFC title games. This is a staff that's been to 2 straight Super Bowls. You know, NFL.com, all these people put out the list, best quarterbacks, best center. How about coaching staffs? The fact that Eric Bieniemy is a head coach in the NFL at some point, when he gets his opportunity, he's still on the staff. You know, and Steve Spagnuolo is still on the staff. They've changed a few pieces, but not many. All the heavy hitters for this team, the whole secondary line, defensive line, linebacker, all these coaches are back for 3 straight years. It's really bizarre because usually when a team wins, you see that tree, you know, get picked apart. And you see these coaches go all different places because people want them. It's been the Chiefs front office at times getting other looks, like a Chris Ballard in Indianapolis. But it really hadn't been the coaching staff. It's kind of an under-talked about thing with the Chiefs.
It's because it seems weird because, you know, a young quarterback or even just a really good elite quarterback seems to be able to rejuvenate guys and keep them going. Like Urban Meyer had to switch his quarterback out every other year when he was in college football. There was quick burnout there. Now with a guy like Patrick Mahomes in the NFL, and I know, hey, I know it's a different game in some regards, but you got a guy like Patrick Mahomes, all of a sudden Andy Reid, who's in his 60s, boy, it's a lot easier to stay when things are going well, and I got a guy who can bail us out of trouble if we're ever in trouble. And I look at the same way with Arians, where all of a sudden, like, yeah, we look at the new age of coaches, but there's also a game where it's become a game for old men in a lot of ways.
You know, here's the thing. I think Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback Andy Reid's always been looking for. He's been known as the guy that really works well with quarterbacks. And Patrick Mahomes was the opportunity for him. Here was a top 10 quarterback in the National Football League, and here's Andy Reid in the most important combination in the NFL, that quarterback-coach combination. And he can open up the playbook and call different plays. And last year, a little bit limited down the line because of the offensive line, but, you know, he's got a quarterback now that he can open up that whole playbook he has and have a lot of fun with it. So I've noticed just the difference in the just his energy level, the way he talks to the media before and after when he hands Patrick Mahomes. I mean, make any coach's dreams come true, but when you have those kind of plays that he has, I think Patrick Mahomes has given him a shot of injury. He's a young 63.
Jay, I thought it was interesting that Mahomes was very critical of his own performance in the Super Bowl and just how he was willing to own up to some big mistakes that he made. Is that typical from him? And is that something that, you know, we forget how young he truly is, that he can get a lot better?
You know, he can. He keeps getting better each and every year. He processes things differently. Is he a different quarterback now than when he won the MVP? Yeah. He's learning defenses more. And he's just going to keep getting better, and especially with this offensive line that they built. But they're hard on themselves sometimes. I mean, they keep talking about it. Like, a guy will make a mistake. He goes, well, you make a mistake once, but you won't make it twice. You know, they'll learn from their mistakes. They're very critical about fixing mistakes. And, you know, he's not happy about what happened last year in the Super Bowl. Now, he's not going to blame anybody. Like, he won't take the blame. We all saw him running backwards for 497 yards and scrambling all the time on that turf toe because he had that surgery. He was actually hurt in that Cleveland game, and he wasn't 100% healthy, but he would never blame his teammates, which I think he's so popular here with his teammates because he'll take the blame himself. A lot like Andy Reid will take the blame for him. And you see a lot of coaches, you know, kind of throw some players under the bus from time to time. Andy Reid won't do it. And I think the team responds to that. And Patrick Mahomes won't blame his teammates. Even when they've had bad games, he won't do it, which is why I think a lot of guys like him.
Jay, we thank you very much for the good times. Follow this guy on Twitter at Three Guys in a Garage. We'll probably have to this week. I don't know if anybody wants to see your tweets during the game. But either way, Jay, thank you very much, buddy. All the best.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
You too. Jay Binkley, 610 Sports in Houston. Or, excuse me, in Kansas City, talking about the Browns and the Kansas City Chiefs. My goodness gracious. They all got like 610s down there. I apologize. 610 Sports in Kansas City. Coming up at 820 this morning, the Dangerous One, Darryl Ryder. Up next, Friday 5, live on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.